You're listening to SBS News.
National politics editor Annika Smethurst was targeted over what the Australian Federal Police say was an alleged unauthorised disclosure of national security information. The story that triggered the raid was outlining possible new powers for the Australian Signals Directorate. The Media and Entertainment Arts Alliance has described the move as an outrageous attack on press freedom. Its president, Marcus Strom, told Melbourne radio station 3AW the raid is unacceptable.
It's pretty outrageous to go to someone's house. I mean, you would imagine you'd be pretty shaken up to have the AFP go through your home. It's not the sort of country we want to live in, but journalists need to be able to report these sorts of things that are in the public interest.
Mr. Strom also spoke with Sky News, saying it's a disturbing development.
Well, I think what this shows is that the Australian Federal Police is using the laws at its disposal to intimidate journalism. And we've said for a long time that the laws that have been passed effectively criminalise journalism, particularly on national security matters.
Last year, the federal government released a statement after the story was published rejecting its content. The statement said there is no proposal to increase the ASD's powers to collect intelligence on Australians or to covertly access their private data. The Federal Parliamentary Press Gallery has issued its own statement on the search.
Annika reported on government proposals for new espionage powers that could allow the Australian Signals Directorate to monitor Australian citizens for the first time. This is alarming for all Australians. It is in the public interest for us to know of any plan for greater powers to monitor our messages. Democracy suffers when journalists are raided for reporting on governments.
But federal Liberal MP Tim Wilson has backed the police decision to execute a search warrant.
We have national security laws for a reason, because we have to make sure we preserve and protect our national security and make sure that Australians are safe. But when there is leaked information, there must be proper investigation and proper processes.
He's told the ABC there are two issues involved: the source of the information leak and whether its publication put lives at risk.
Based on everything I've seen so far, there's no specific allegation made against the journalist. The issue is whether somebody has leaked classified or information national security.
Labor's Jim Chalmers has told ABC Radio National he understands the public concern, but he's reluctant to speculate further.
And I've seen some of the comments from people who are very worried about this development, but I don't think it would be responsible for me to go further down that path without knowing everything about it.
Ms. Smethurst's employer, News Corp, says the raid was a dangerous act of intimidation towards those committed to telling uncomfortable truths.
News Corp Australia has expressed the most serious concerns about the willingness of governments to undermine the Australian public's right to know about important decisions governments are making that can and will impact ordinary Australian citizens.
Sydney journalist Ben Fordham has also revealed he's the subject of a Home Affairs inquiry, which could potentially lead to a criminal investigation. He's told Sky News he's been questioned about a separate story he broadcast about Sri Lankan asylum seekers coming to Australia by boat.
Now, I want to say again, the conversations I had with Home Affairs were at all times respectful, and they did not place pressure on me to reveal my sources. I was told by Home Affairs that I'm not the target of this investigation. It's about the people who are supposed to keep this stuff confidential. I put it to them that there's a chance this information was shared with me by mistake.
The Australian Federal Police says the allegation of publishing classified information is an extremely serious matter with the potential to undermine the country's national security. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.